Coming up, are students ready for 21st century scientific literacy? But first, the Takeaways Community College Challenge Series introduces you to a school which uses a modern city as an innovative teaching tool. At Stella and Charles Gutman Community College, part of the City University of New York, first-year students are assigned teams to use every aspect of education and academics to understand an issue in their city. In this case, they're studying the gentrification of New York neighborhoods. As part of following the schools in our community college series for a whole year, we sent a producer to observe how these students are merging their own knowledge of the city with their new academic knowledge to achieve some transformative moments on the way to graduation. Here's Natasha Peguero and some of her classmates collecting interviews in Harlem.
So how long have you been living in Harlem?
My parents moved from the South in 1940-something, 115th Street on Lenox Avenue.
A very long time. So, do you like living in Harlem?
Not really.
Why not?
I'm just tired of it. I've been here all my life almost and moved a little bit out of it, but I like the community that it used to be, but it's not really that anymore.
So I'd like to welcome our distinguished panelists here today who are volunteering their time out of their very busy schedules to work with you guys today.
Michael Higgins Jr. is a member turned organizer at FURE, Families United for Racial and Economic Equality. A native of Fort Greene, Michael works with...
When I grew up, my neighborhood was Jewish, Irish, and African American. Then it became Cuban, Puerto Rican, Mexican, and then became Dominican. And now it's going to become something else. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that?
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with that.
I mean, Adriano Espaillat has a thing called Nos Quedamos. We're going to stay here. And I'm saying, well, why would anybody want to stay here? The history of this whole neighborhood, and in fact, the whole city, has always been an immigrant group comes in, they make it, and they move out. And they make it room for someone else to come in.
There's a lot of panels on gentrification, right? It's such a hot topic, and very rarely am I in a room, in a panel, in a university where there's a lot of young people of color, which was the situation today, and that made me really, really glad to be here. So one of the things that stood out about some of the students was students coming from real places in the city, working class neighborhoods, and a real diversity of experiences. So a lot of these students weren't just interested in like picking a major or finding what the right thing to do for their job was, but they were like taking an interest in what was happening for them and for the people around them, which is, I think, really what education should be. So that was really, really inspiring.
My name's Molly Volman Macris, and I'm an assistant professor of urban studies at Gutman Community College. I think our students graduate very engaged with the city around them, able to ask really good questions of what's happening, able to think critically about politics, about society. Our students, you know, in their very first year, they're going out interviewing people, conducting surveys, really doing high-level ethnographic research and quantitative research, and I think those skills travel with them no matter where they go in their career and in life.
Seeing it from a teacher just speaking, you have these assumptions, but when you actually go down to a neighborhood and interview these people, you hear from so many different perspectives, you learn better, and you remember this information. It's not like a textbook, and then you just do a test and you forget it.
We were talking about culture, and the Lower East Side had artists. We had community gardens. These were done by Puerto Ricans and Caribbeans who came to maintain communities that were abandoned and were disinvested because they didn't have anywhere else to go. So people
at a community college like Gutman, people from communities that don't have the same options for education or other options for higher education are able to get like a really incredible education here and equip them with the tools that they can bring back to their individual community. So I think we need a lot more of schools and institutions like Gutman to do that.
I was born and raised in the Bronx, so I'm from New York, and I kind of want to stay in New York as a part of me. Especially now that I did study gentrification, because I feel like I don't want my city to go away, and I'm part of the city, so I should be a part of the history as well. Stay there.
That was Natasha Peguero, a student at Stella and Charles Gutman Community College, and community leaders from a panel organized by the school. Gutman is a CUNY two-year school that's redesigning higher education in New York City. It's one of five schools we're tracking across one academic year in our special Community College Challenge Series. How do the schools in your community stack up? We've mapped over 1,000 community colleges across the country. Head over to thetakeaway.org/communitycollege to interact with all our data.
Support for the Takeaways Community College Challenge is provided in part by the Joyce Foundation. working to improve quality of life, promote community vitality, and achieve a fair society.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.